The Hopkins County Memorial Hospital Board continued the process of seeking a medical partner at a regular meeting Monday night. The board approved $100,000 for Stroudwater Strategic Planning to continue with Phase 3 of the project. It is believed they are negotiating with three interested parties. At some point, probably when two candidates are left, the prospects will visit Sulphur Springs, and then later a group from the local hospital will visit them. Phase 4 will include finalizing the deal. During his CEO report, Hospital Administrator Michael McAndrew said he is pursuing a rural health grant for $200,000 over 3 years for an outreach project. McAndrew is hoping it will involve school children and diabetes. McAndrew also reported that he and EMS Director Brent Smith would be visiting with the Franklin County Commissioner's Court Wednesday to see if the local hospital might provide them with EMS service. McAndrew said the court seemed to have a high level of interest in the local EMS service. The hospital board voted Monday night to sell a wheelchair van purchased for the hospital by the Healthcare Foundation. Foundation Director Jackie Thornton explained that the van was getting very little use since the local hospice program went away. She expressed disappointment in the low price the hospital got for the van. The foundation was hoping to buy the hospital another EMS vehicle. Chief Financial Officer Donna Wallace told the board that September was a good financial month for the hospital. She said it was due in part to good months for Delta County EMS and Hopkins County Physician Services. Ms. Wallace said the hospital now had 78 days of cash on hand. The board approved a storage and memory upgrade and a new firewall for information services and some licenses for the clinic. All were budgeted. Citing security and some other concerns, the board also approved an unbudgeted registration desk and door upgrade for the emergency department. The board also deferred a tax abatement request for Aerostar International until next month's meeting. KSST News.